Next, we'll check in with people who spent the week of Mardi Gras rebuilding around New Orleans. Colleen and Donald Bordelon stayed in their home even when it was flooded. They've been rebuilding ever since, and every so often they tell us how they're doing.
You know, they ain't gonna tear my house down, believe me, but my house right now, I can put some paneling and some sheetrock and some paint on and some new doors and, you know, make it really look nice again, you know?
We have called Donald and Colleen Bordelon once again at the end of this week that included Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans. Donald and Colleen, welcome again.
Thank you. Good morning.
So how did you guys spend your Mardi Gras?
Oh, man, we stayed home and worked on our house a little bit. Just about a week before Mardi Gras, they had a beautiful parade down here in St. Bernard Parish, man, and it was like a good day of partying and having fun with your friends and everything else, you know?
So that's what you did a few days before Fat Tuesday. Colleen, what did you do on the day?
Oh, we turned on the TV and you know, watched the Zulu parade and everything. We usually sit in front of the TV and eat our peanuts and our chicken wings and stuff. But, you know, this year in between, we cleaned house.
I want to just mention you're in St. Bernard Parish, which is just a little bit east of New Orleans. And I want to bring another voice into this conversation from a short distance away from you in the 9th Ward of New Orleans. Ronald Lewis is another person we've spoken to from time to time. And this is what Mr. Lewis said when we spoke to him in October.
The Mardi Gras Indian and Association Pleasure Club is the true black history here in New Orleans. I'm not leaving my home. This is home. Only way I won't be here is I'm forced out of here.
When Ronald Lewis mentioned Mardi Gras Indians, he was talking about black social clubs that play a major role in parades at Mardi Gras and other times of the year in New Orleans. Mr. Lewis, good to talk to you again.
Good morning.
So how did you spend your Mardi Gras?
It was a delight. I came in like Thursday before Mardi Gras to see people who I hadn't seen since Katrina.
We should mention that you're still living well outside of New Orleans. Your home is not livable, but you're saying you came in several days before Fat Tuesday.
Yes, preparing for the Mardi Gras Day, people came in costume, which I was in costume, what we call a skeleton. And I had a good time interacting with the people. And I seen this lady had on a costume, and on the headdress said Araby. So I walked up to her and I asked her, was she from the parish? And she told me yes. And we talked.
Well, now, hold on. You ran into a woman from Araby, which is in St. Bernard Parish,
yeah,
and made that connection. Now we can make another connection here because Donald and Colleen Bordelon are still on the line.
Good.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man.
Hello.
Man, you know who I'm looking for, man?
Yeah.
I'm looking for
Samuel.
Samuel, man. Remember Samuel?
I probably know him, but most people, we just go by our last name, you know.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, man. He lives in the 9th Ward, man. On the corner of Dowry and Judge Perez, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know right where you're talking about.
Well, now let me see if there might be an opportunity to pass on some information here, Ronald, because I know you're just getting started on the cleanup process. I think the Bordelons might be a little further along, and I wonder if you might have any questions about your next step for them.
Yeah, because this is something that I have never done since watching my parents do it as a child in Hurricane Betsy. So any information that's available, I'm very open to it.
Yeah, man, all I can tell you, buddy, a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat. If you're a millionaire, it's no problem, you know, just build another one, you know. But me and Colleen, we kind of doing everything ourselves, you know. But then they come up with this thing in the paper with the green space from Judge Perez all the way back to the 40 off.
Hold on. You're talking about a proposal to tear down a bunch of houses and turn it into parkland?
They're talking about.
And would that include your house?
Includes my house, too.
Right.
But we trying our hardest to put our house back together, and they might tear it down. What you going to do then? I don't want to leave St. Bernard. I love it down here. Ah, it's my home. I was born and raised there.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make some phone calls about that and see if we can find out what's going on, okay?
That sounds like a winner.
Can I just mention that St. Bernard Parish, where Donald and Colleen live, is a predominantly white parish. The Lower Ninth Ward, where Ronald Lewis lives, is a predominantly black area. And because there has been so much distress over issues of race, it seems noteworthy that you all have seen each other's predicaments and you seem to have no trouble relating to one another at all.
Oh, I don't think there's a problem there. It's to me, I believe everybody ought to get along.
Be a lot better, buddy.
You know,
it really is.
I have met more people from the parish since I've been here in Thibodaux, Louisiana, And one thing that connect all of us was Katrina.
Well, Ronald Lewis of the Lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Yes, and I hope that in the near future, I can invite you, Steve, to my home and say, I told you so.
I will accept. Donald and Colleen Bordelon of St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana, it's great to speak with you, too.
All right, buddy. Mr. Merrill, it's nice talking to you.
Same here.
I hope I get to see you one day, man. Well,
after these three finished that conversation, we did as promised and checked up on the rumor that so upset the Bordelons. The rumor was that their neighborhood and even the home they're trying to rebuild would all become green space.